Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and good afternoon. This is Michelle Manders, your host of Palace of Peace Talk Radio, and I'm joined by my co-host, Faith Parent Hendrickson, who is back in Cary, North Carolina. Welcome home, Faith.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back home.
You were saying what it was like living in the city, not having your garden. I can't even begin to imagine what that must feel like. I'm just saying being confined to four walls all the time, I think it would drive me nuts.
It was very difficult, I'll be honest with you. It was an awesome journey. I'm very grateful for it. And we are returning at the end of September, and things will be a little different. I'm staying with a very dear friend of mine who is very much into nature and gardening as well. And we won't be in downtown Hollywood proper. It's a town 3 miles away from where we were called Studio City. And she's got a yard and fountains and...
It'll be
nice. But it was strange, you know, we left, it was winter, and to come home and drive and see the lushness of summer here, it's just breathtaking and very warm and welcoming. It's amazing. I think you really appreciate things very differently with each experience that you have, you know, especially something like that. Mm-hmm. So very grateful for the whole thing, and it's really good to hear your voice. Disappointing about last week, but I'm glad this is a really great topic today, so I'm looking forward to jumping in with you. So good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice too, Faith, and welcome back home. It has been quite a while. There's a lot going on astrologically, and we are in with the Saturn retrograde still, with Saturn having just retrograded into Scorpio. That is creating immense transformation for so many of us at the moment. And we must just continue surrendering to that process of transformation. And we also gearing up for Venus to station retrograde in Virgo towards the end of this month. And then she's going to retrograde through Leo for 40 days and 40 nights. So there's a lot of opportunity for an immense amount of very empowering self-reflection and opportunity to really discover realms of ourselves that we don't necessarily look at when all the planets are in direct motion. So just to give you a heads up on all of that. And I would also like to recommend some of our past shows, which can help with the current Saturn retrograde in Scorpio. And Fear to Forgiveness was a very good one for this, because Scorpio, one of the key words for Scorpio is forgiveness. So Saturn is facilitating this process of going back in time, stretching back into our past, and through the power of forgiveness, releasing ourselves and transforming those issues from the past. And this is the time to do it now. And in one of my newsletters, I wrote that I feel this particular Saturn retrograde is very important, because it retrogrades to 28 degrees of Scorpio and then comes back over 29 degrees and back into Sagittarius. And for me, it feels like it is the opportunity to really tie up some old loose ends that have kind of like just been dangling in the wind, not doing much, but being a bit of an irritation. So go and clean it all up. And it's about wiping the slate completely clean now, and what we allow ourselves to forgive, and how we forgive ourselves especially. I mean, this is a key component to this time at the moment, is forgiving ourselves. That allows us to feel spiritually and emotionally empowered in ways we cannot imagine until that forgiveness process has been experienced. Another one that's really good is Running the Gauntlet. That had a couple of rebroadcasts That's a very good one to look into. And then, gosh, there was another one prior to that. It's actually just completely slipped my memory. Faith, can you recall the one that we did before running the gauntlet? Oh,
No.
cracky Moses. I'm just gonna blank on that one. But anyway, those two will definitely be of great help and support for this particular process. And as we get closer to the Venus retrograde, we will give some information. I do have a workshop running during the Venus retrograde for women specifically. It's the Goddess Emerging Workshop. And focusing on the feminine aspect of self, but for women heading towards their 40s, who are currently going through their 40s and into their early 50s, it's a support process through this Venus retrograde to come to terms with some deeply empowering self-recognition processes, as well as discovering deeper aspects of our higher ego as we recognize more of the light inside of ourselves as goddesses and evolved light warrior females, standing as the true alpha females, making the way clear for the alpha men, the true alpha males, to rise and stand alongside us. And all the alpha male and alpha female are evolved men and women who are uniting and leading their lives like the alphas of all packs. True alpha. To the principles that have been put on which I lie, which integrity, transparency, honesty, and truth. So that's for me been one of the key aspects of my personal journey of healing and coming to find myself in the most amazing ways. And this is why Faith and I are here with the show to contribute to your life and your path by sharing with you our vast experiences and the tumultuous journey we've had. And it has not been easy. It's been pretty damn hair-raising at times. But you know what I've got in my office now, Faith? On my
What?
big board, where I've got all my diary and everything is on this big board in front of my desk with the world map and all the charts that I'm doing. And I've written in big, bold letters across it, benevolent outcomes. I read an article on Facebook, and it was about benevolent outcomes and how this guy had been trying this, and everything that he did, he set the intention with his guardian angel that it be a benevolent outcome for all parties concerned. And now that it's written in big, bold letters on my board that's in front of my desk with my whole schedule and everything, every time I look up, I see the words benevolent outcomes. And it has, in a day and a half, already made such a difference to my mood. Because if I'm busy at my desk and I'm answering emails and then I'm doing this and then I'm doing that, and as I look up, I see benevolent outcomes. And it changes my focus instantaneously. So try it and see if it all works for the rest of you. So it's really awesome, Faith. It's awesome, I must say. I enjoy.
That's a recognized, a lot of coaches teach, because the subconscious is fed. And they recommend posting your goals in the same way, so that the subconscious will
Okay.
see the good way out, instead of those little tapes and programs that run that have the non-benevolent.
Yes, exactly. If I find the article again, I'll post it to my timeline.
Yeah,
It's really, it was great.
I would love to. I think it's a great thing to do. And our offices sound similar. I have a world map and a big yearly
Yes.
planner up, and no big
Plotting all
surprise
the
there.
grids.
Yeah.
Well, this is why I have the world map in there, because with all the projects that we've been doing, plotting these grids. Now, talking about the grids, this is
Oh, good.
actually something that I would like to come back to, because it's an important part of our topic today. And our topic today being, full disclosure, ETs are real. What now? Now, to begin with, I don't know if everyone is aware of the YouTube video that was available of the Canadian Minister of National Defence, who gave a disclosure about extraterrestrials being real. Now, apart from that, I mean, I have known that for as long as I can remember. I had my first contact experience, I think probably when I was about, for what I can remember, when I was about 16. And part of the work that I do with Palace of Peace is one of our branches, which is the Aquarian Rising 2020 Universal Projects of Light. And what it entails is energetically facilitating the co-creative, collaborative efforts brought into being by a group of minded and like-hearted individuals who have committed to joining energies, joining hearts and minds, and focusing on a unified goal, and committed to this unified goal in such a way that it is creating the most phenomenal results energetically in our lives and in Mother Earth's energy grid herself, and it's beginning to manifest physically now. So what I mean by that is the commitment that our group has made, which is the Emerald Ray Clan of Guardians, which is a ray vibration name that we have been allocated. And according to the beings who I work with and communicate with, is Palace of Peace, the group of people who work with me, we are one of 12 groups across the planet who are working together and bringing about these phenomenal changes that we are witnessing on Earth at the moment. And the changes that I'm referring to is this mass awakening and the exposure of how humankind has been hijacked and held hostage by a malevolent force. I'm going to call it a malevolent force because it is such a huge group of energies. It's stupid to try and kind of like identify all of them, but we've heard of them as the Illuminati. And the Illuminati are made up of a whole bunch of families, and these families govern and rule the world and the governments, and they are in communication with off-planet beings. And yes, that is all true. Where we have had conspiracy theories, these conspiracy theories are now becoming realities. These are proven things. And if people pay enough attention to what's being released behind the scenes, the news behind the main headline news, that is where we need to be looking. We must not be looking at main headline news that is designed to distract us from the things that are really happening, where whistleblowers are emerging 10 to the dozen, big names are being exposed. A couple of weeks ago, I saw a story, which was one of these news behind the news stories, where in a matter of a week, I think it was three or four executive bankers just died. They committed apparently committed suicide. They were assassinated. They were murdered. So these are the things that are happening, and this is the stuff that we need to be aware of. Do not get caught up in the distraction of the manipulated headline news, because that already have been exposed as fact. There have been journalists, I think it was in Europe recently, a journalist came forward and explained how the big news, big media companies are paid to broadcast the news that these business people running the world want to be broadcast. So you've got to look beyond that. And then you begin to see that the truth is everywhere when we care to stop and the mass following, because that is the sheeple that we've come to know. And that is how the sheeple consciousness is maintained, by following the pack, by not standing out, by not being different, because that draws an attention that a lot of people are very uncomfortable with. But it's because of the rebels' causes, the people who have chosen the discomfort of being judged and ridiculed, rather than trying a world that's authentic or does not allow us to express the absolute essence of who we are. And we are the ones who have claimed the mantle of light warriors, because we are the ones that have forward and have insisted that change. We have kept quiet. We have given the middle finger to the people who are judging, projecting, criticizing God. You and our energy wisely, which is brought to a point now where the Canadian Minister of Defense, okay, who has had access to high classified information, specifically
Michelle?
At the height of the Cold War. Yeah. Hi,
Faye? Your microphone is going in and out. It was a little bit during some of the astrology conversation, but is definitely going out while you're talking about this important information. So I'm just letting
you
know.
Can you hear me more clearly now?
Yes.
Okay, so this guy who's now the Canadian Minister of Defense, who is exposing all of this, like I was saying, I mean, this man had access to highly classified information during the height of the Cold War. So the information that he is giving is not something that people can turn around and say, oh, but he's a fruit loop, or he doesn't have much of an education. This was a man who was in there. So I believe that if people are still choosing to live in a state of denial with regards to this, then live, you know, well, I suppose they say ignorance is bliss. So some people do choose to stay in that space. But this is the confirmation for all of us that things are changing. I have been on this path personally for over 20 years, and I have been communicating with my guides through the channeling telepathically. I am a clairvoyant, I am clairsentient, I am an empath as well. And that's been 19 years. And the 19 years in doing that, they have spoken about this time, this cycle, and everything that is happening as it is now, they spoke about. And the people who have known my work for a long time are also seeing how the pattern is now coming to the point of manifestation, where the things that were spoken about, that were promised in terms of being encouraged to make commit personal path of healing, to our personal path of self-empowerment, and to seek only the light within ourselves, and to do what we will but harm none, and to rise above our fate and to step into our destiny. These are all the principles that we were encouraged to live by. That is what I was taught by these beings who work through me. And as I say, they've been working through me professionally, and it's been my full-time professional business for 19 years. So having said that, I am quite confident that I hold enough clout within my own personal experience and the information that I have been bringing through for 19 years and the difference that it's made in people's lives. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because this is a vitally important part of the topic today, and it is also a vitally important part of a question or a question and an article that was emailed to both Faith and I by a lady who I love dearly, and her name is Astrid Hirschman. And Astrid is one of our amazingly empowered researchers. She just finds the most incredible information and passes it on to us. Anyway, Astrid passed on this link to us, and I went and took a look at it, and it was titled, I think it was something like Why I Used to Be a Light Worker, or Why I No Longer Call Myself a Light Worker. And I started reading, I think I read the first three paragraphs, and I didn't read any further because what this article was speaking about is something that I have been challenged, other people have challenged me with on a few occasions. Not so much recently, but in the past it was something. And basically what this article was talking about is how the Ascended Masters, the Ascended Masters, Archangel Michael specifically, Saint Germain was also named by name, and how the Ascended Masters, Archangel Michael and Saint Germain, are in actual fact archdemons or archons, as they call them, and are deliberately pulling the wool over our eyes and duping us, and they are in actual fact the darkest of the dark, and the New Age has bought completely into it. And yes, I can say that in certain instances, I absolutely would agree why a person could feel that way and write an article like that. And this goes back now to information that was channeled through me in 2013, when we were working on the Greece grid specifically, and that project was called The Fall of the False Oracles and the False Gods, and that project focused on breaking out and, you know, letting go of the false oracles, the false gods and goddesses, and that is when it was also anchored that we refer to God as and Mother God as the one and only true Father God and Mother Goddess of the Light, so that all false beings cannot dupe us into that. Now, in the article, one of the things that I saw the author mentioned was how these promises of the aliens landing and the Ashtar Command with Lord Sananda heading it up, landing and beaming everyone up and taking them off to a utopian world, that, for as far as I'm concerned, is utter bullshit. I do not believe that that is going to happen, and I never have. My guides have never, ever once said that to me in the 19 years that I've been channeling them. They have never said, prepare for, you know, a disclosure where ships are going to uncloak, we're going to come and beam you up, and we're taking you away. It has been quite the contrary. So if you are dealing with that kind of scenario, where you are amongst a group of people or following a master or a guru or a teacher who is making those kinds of claims, who is keeping you dependent on them for your healing process, for your empowerment process, to find yourself, if they do not inspire you to become emotionally intelligent and independent, spiritually intelligent and independent, and empowered in every single aspect of your life, then yes, I would agree you are in an environment where that kind of energy, those kinds of beings are behaving as imposters and using the master's names. That absolutely does exist. And I had encountered a woman at one stage who claimed to be channeling Melchizedek, and Spirit sent a number of her students my way. And it was horrific what these beings were doing to this woman's followers and students, breaking them down emotionally, swearing at them, criticizing them, telling them that they are nothing without her. I mean, if that is what you are experiencing, if you are a part of that, get the hell out of there, because that is most certainly not of the light. The work that we have been doing is always and has always been a process of you becoming your most empowered self, rising above your own fate, clearing your karma, and being this love, light, peace, and joy generator, where the energy that is ignited within us as a result of what we are doing becomes that power that radiates through every pore of our skin and completely transforms the energy by our presence. And for me, if that is considered to be a tactic that a dark lord would use, then I would like whichever person that claims that the kind of work that we are doing and the beings whom we are working with, if they are claiming that is some kind of dupe or hidden agenda, then I would like to know how they can prove that. I want facts. I want researched scientific information and whatever other proof can come by to prove that these beings, that we, the 12 groups around the world who are working under the auspices of the true beings of light, how they can claim that. Because in a class I was teaching yesterday, I actually mentioned this to the ladies in my class. And one of the ladies, she was just so awesome the way she came in. And Agnes just said, you know, well, we are the proof. We are living the good life, but not living the good life in the sense of being, you know, the high life with millions of, you know, bucks in the bank and super fast cars. We are living the good life and the high life in the sense of our hearts are light. Our shoulders have shrugged off so much heaviness and so much baggage, and we have acquired an emotional and spiritual wealth that most people out there have not acquired. And for me, that is far more valuable than chasing money and fast cars and big houses and, you know, the Kardashian lifestyle. All of those people that think they are, you know, kings and queens, those are the false idols of our world. And they are the majority. They are what keeps the world distracted from what really counts. So with the ET disclosure is that we need to understand that there are good guys and there are bad guys. And we need to know how to discern between the two by being at the place within ourselves that I find myself at now. Faith, that I'm sure that you are at. And I think every single one of our Emerald Ray Clan guardians and the people who are actively participating in working with my teachings are experiencing. There is no gravy train, there's no shortcut, but the treasures are being delivered as we have followed the teachings and the promptings of what these beings have suggested and channeled through me. How do you know, does that explain it? Clearly, Faith, I mean, you always my sounding board when I give these long...
Well, I'm thinking of some of the people that I know are interested in this program that are not probably listening live to call in. They're not used to our work. They're just realizing who I am and what I do here in the community, okay? So just to back up a little bit, that Michelle channels Kathumi Agrippa, who is an ascended master and brings in the things, information of the higher ways of life that are returning here to Earth. And as a part of that, we're understanding the truth of life here. And the fact that we've all come from various places to this planet for emotional, spiritual growth, because it's a lower vibration that doesn't exist where we are from. So in other words, we're experiencing suffering and the false knowing, in quotes, that we're separate from Mother, Father, God, Goddess, which is not true. Our soul knows that, but our head has forgotten it on purpose for that journey. And as a result of that, things have happened here on Earth where other beings have come, and for many reasons, seeking power, a new place to live because they've destroyed everything else. And it's really affected us here on Earth as a humanity, with knowing that a hierarchy is always watching over us. So we come here to Earth, we have a plan, we come with a predestined idea of what we're going to experience, and you can know what that is, your God's plan for you that people talk about, through your understanding your birth chart. Your first breath of life is the snapshot of your fingerprint, like for your soul and the things you're going to experience. Now, as a part of that, the Earth itself is also a physical body and has a nervous system, like we have a nervous system, and it's these grids that run through the Earth and emit various frequencies. And some of the people I know that are listening are interested and do work on capturing that data and trying to translate it and use it for various DAOs or whatever. So understanding that there are beings that have a malefic interest, and its sole purpose is to build their own power at whatever it costs. They use Mother Earth and read the land, geomancy perhaps is a word that you can look up, and the grids, and based on the energies within Earth, because when it was created, there was saturnal energies or harsh, sharp energies here, as well as pro-life type of energies, and they will come to certain areas of the Earth that support them and their work. And with the end of their reign at 2012, the work that we do with the Palace of Peace through Michelle, with the Ascended Masters, the true masters that are serving in the light, that help us be empowered and not separate us from family members or things that we love to do, we are working to restore Earth to where she wants to be so her vibration can be higher and we can know true heaven on Earth. So what we're talking about in this program today is that truth. And Michelle and I have had experiences over our lives. We're not talking about theory. We're talking about real experiences and continued experiences to help separate fact from emotion. And we're doing it in a way to bring truth, integrity, honesty, all those things that are the key landmarks to the work that we do and is through the Palace of Peace and the Emissaries of Light. So in a nutshell, that's the basis, and to understand how they work, what it's like, so that then you can understand there are higher beings and how they work with us, it just makes more sense. Just like what you see in the governments, your communities, your corporations, there's the same type of hierarchy that exists in the higher realms as well as the lower realms. So was that helpful, Michelle? Do you have anything to add?
Thank you very much, Faith. I sometimes, I think, forget that the way I speak, which is just sort of my normal everyday talk, can sound absolutely totally off the charts to someone who is, you know, taking a new interest in what we're doing. So I really appreciate that, Faith, for you summarizing that. And I'm very excited about having new interest, and I would really like to welcome your guests who have taken an interest in this. And I would love to know how, you know, their search and their research of what's going on through what we're suggesting here, if what their findings are. And these grids worked so phenomenally. And one of the things I was hoping at some stage to be able to track and document, unfortunately, my schedule, there's just not enough time to do it. But what I have found has happened every time, and it's been probably every time without fail. Since I started traveling to the sacred sites around the world, and I've been to more than 25 countries around the world, and in October I am going to be making my eighth trip back to Egypt, and then my second time back to Israel and Jordan. But traveling to all these countries, every time I have traveled, including Mozambique here in South Africa, there has been either a political or geological event that has happened in conjunction with me traveling and the whole project forming around that particular destination that we're traveling to. So, I mean, it's been phenomenal. When we finished, it was the Hungary and Romania project. No sooner had we finished it, and then it was their elections. No sooner had we left Egypt with all the big activations that were done in December 2012, and then the whole revolution broke loose there. I'm not saying we are the ones that make those things happen, or make the earthquake happen, or the flood, and these are the things that we've experienced. What I'm saying is that is how Mother Earth and the energetic deva of the country or the city or wherever it is that we go to responds to the energy that we as light warriors are bringing to that part of her body. And making a conscious connection with her and facilitating a healing process, a supportive process, where as we are working through our own issues, which is what the projects are all about, and this huge group thing that I've put together with everyone working, like processing all of our issues, that energy automatically connects with Mother Earth's electromagnetic field, her grids. And she begins to release the energy in herself that is reflected by our process. So, Mozambique, we did work once, and after that, it was floods all over Mozambique. There have been earthquakes. I mean, just it's phenomenal how Mother Earth responds to what we as light warriors are doing. Now, every time we heal something in our body, the vibration of our body changes because the density that was originally there as a result of a heavy thought or a heavy emotion or even physical pain and discomfort, physical dis-ease, which is as a result of unresolved emotional, mental, past life, whatever, parallel life issues, whatever you want to call it, this is all part of it. It's all connected. So when we forgive, transform, and realize what's truly important in this world, that dense vibration changes and a higher vibration starts working in our life. And that vibration is always attracting its equal and opposite. So, when you are working with a negative energy, we then started focusing on if the negative inside of ourselves, we were going to focus on the equal but opposite. And this has been part of the training that we have been taken through with my guides that have been channeling through me. And it has been, I think, probably about 4 or 5 years, Faith, of that constant process of working with light reflecting light, light attracting light, where we've got darkness, we're choosing the equal but opposite. And this has resulted in accessing different realms of life's experience and different aspects of what life is made up of. And in order to understand what I'm talking about, I would really suggest that you look into just the fundamental basics of quantum physics and quantum mechanics so that you can understand how energy works and how through our awareness, being the observer of a wave. Well, oh, there's a wave particles. The minute it's observed, that wave collapses and it becomes an actuality. It becomes a reality. So if the outcome of what is being observed is entirely dependent on the quality of the energy of the observer, that proves that we have a huge role to play in the co-creation of our reality. That energetic knowing becomes a physical knowing in your heart and in your body when you see these things happening in your life, where you are standing in a position of spiritual intelligence and emotional intelligence, where you observe your life and you make a conscious decision, no more. You set that boundary, and then you begin focusing on the benevolent outcomes, which is what I realize. That's exactly what it is. That's what we've been focusing on, for goodness sake. So the more I have done that, the more me as the observer has collapsed those waves and the reality, the actuality that is now manifesting in my life is the antithesis of what I was experiencing in my life 4 or 5 years ago. And it is only taken, actually, from the 11th of November 2011, because that's when I was dealt a very heavy blow that basically forced me to have to, on the day I launched the Palace of Peace, I had to start from scratch. I was given a notice on that day that the support I believed I had was no longer going to be there. And I had 30 days to come up with a way that I would be able to keep my family alive and afloat with an income. So 4 years. And I am in the most, in the best space I've ever been in my entire life. Like Agnes said yesterday, we are the living proof that these beings who claim to be working through me and through the other 12 groups across the planet who are holding the same intentions we are, and that is to harm what you will. Do what you will, but harm none. Apologies, I put that bit dyslexically. So do what you will, but harm none. It is about collaborating. It is unity conscious. It's bringing our talents and our strengths together, collaborating and supporting each other in getting the messages of light out to the world. And as we stand up and do more of this, we strengthen these electromagnetic frequencies. You could even call it morphogenetic fields that are being established, and it contains this quantum energy, the focus of the observer at the point the wave collapses and becomes an actuality. We are creating this massive group consciousness, which, wasn't it James Twyman that did something like that? Faith, was it in Jerusalem? Was it James Twyman?
Not,
there was a whole...
I'm not aware of that.
Okay, I'm speaking under connection, under correction, under connection. Yes, I am speaking under connection. And I must please forgive me if it wasn't James Twyman and it was someone else. But there was this mass peace rally and everyone got together, and it was, I think it was tied into the Moses Code, the launch of the Moses Code book, and it was this group effort of peace, and it was done in Israel. So that the energy has been building, and what was done at that time has built the grids energetically, and that energy has grown exponentially. And look what's happening. Here we are in the middle of 2015. The Canadian head of defense has, you know, said, yes, ETs are real. The head of FIFA and all their minions have been pulled over the coals for corruption. Our government is so corrupt. How he's still in power, I have no idea. But that just gives you an idea of the level of intelligence of the average South African who is backing the South African government. It's being exposed. And so what we are doing is working, and it is doing good. It is bringing the dark into the light. So I would suggest to anyone, and highly recommend, if anyone again is having any experience other than what Faith and I have described here through the masters that I'm working with, and I believe 100% that the masters that I'm working with are of the light. And I'll be honest with you, the first 13 years of my profession, I was not sure. And there were times I was afraid that perhaps I had bought into it, because it was back then already that I was, you know, being challenged by that information. I had a group of very, very religious ladies. They would, all of them were dressed in this like light blue uniform, got hold of me, and they heard what I did, and they accused me of being the bride of Satan and of one of the most elite of the Dark Lord's brides to be doing what I was doing. I was like, oh my goodness, I've been given some really elaborate labels here. I must be sounding quite special in their eyes if I'm so high ranking amongst the dark guys. I was like, all righty then, best you beware, bitch. I'm joking, but anyway, but that's what I thought eventually when I put it into perspective. You know, when people accuse you of being a witch and you say, well, if you really think I'm a witch, do you think it's so wise to actually say the things you are saying to me?
Good point.
You know, I'm going to come after your sorry ass, you know?
Yeah.
So people don't think. So I believe 100%. And we have got more than, close on 60 people, all of us working together at the moment, focusing on specific projects. And the epiphanies, the insights, the realizations that are happening are phenomenal. And this is because we are in contact with the highest aspect of our true authentic selves. We have consciously chosen to ensure that whatever it is that we do is in alignment with the highest principles of the one and only true Father God and Mother Goddess of the Light. And in actual fact, it's so empowering when you find yourself feeling safe enough to surrender to your intuition, or to surrender to those feelings and thoughts and ideas that you've had in your body that you've kind of like always known as being true, but being too scared to ask or being too scared to speak about it because the average person thinks we are absolutely Looney Tunes. But now it's getting to the point where the people who thought we are Looney Tunes are now kind of like looking at us and, aliens? Really? You know, suddenly we don't look so crazy. Now they're kind of like looking at us more as a kind of, oh, God, help, you know. It's changing. And in our power, loving every aspect of what is happening around us, and if it's a dark aspect, love it to death. If it's challenging, face the challenge, but love it. Love yourself through the challenge. And that is where we get to the point where I also want to now, actually before I go on to that, the part of what this Canadian Minister of Defense has said is that there are over 80 different races of beings that are in contact with our Earth. And he has confirmed that a good bunch of them are humanoids, and that you could walk past them in the street and you wouldn't even know. And I got goosebumps when I read that part of the article, because when I was in London in one of my trips to London, I think it was 2007. It was in 2007, and I was walking past Madame de Stade's in London. And there were the people standing queuing outside to go inside. And I was walking and I dropped my bag and I bent over to pick it up. And as I stood up, there was a growl right in my neck. And I slung around and there was only a guy standing there. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him and he kind of like looked at me as if, you know, what's your problem kind of thing. And I thought to myself, that must have been it. I have seen things that have been absolutely just don't make sense. Now I understand. So again, if we keep our eyes open, we are going to see these things. Now, he is claiming in the article that has been transcribed.
Michelle, wait, what, can you tell us what a humanoid is?
Well, a humanoid has got human DNA in it, but it's also got off-planet extraterrestrial DNA. And some humanoids are also partly human and partly artificial intelligence.
Thank you.
You got that?
Yep.
Sorry, I forgot what I was going to say after that. When you can you refresh my memory?
Oh, yes, you were continuing with what?
Yes.
Yep.
And in this article, he says that these aliens have come from one of the moons of one of Saturn's moons, the Pleiades. They speak of Zeta Reticuli, which is where the greys come from. They named the Sirians and the Arcturians as well as being beings who visit here. So the reptilians, the greys, all of them, they have been identified by names. Now, when you hear the ex-Canadian Minister of Defense talk about the Sirians, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, and the Andromedans, which are very common star systems in kind of new age arena, and I'm just calling it new age for now. I mean, I'm not on a new age path. It's not what I follow, but that kind of, that's the label that it's got at the moment. That's like second nature. So it's not like some guy has come off the mountain who's been hugging bunnies and trees for 20 years and says he's been contacted by these beings from outer space. This is a man who was highly connected in government. So with that sinking in, this then also brings me to that story of the vision that I had, which we've spoken about in previous shows, of how all these ships suddenly uncloaked, and it was kind of an invasion of sorts. And most of the humans were hijacked, but not so much hijacked. What happened was, it was almost like a Hannibal Lecter mask that was kind of like put over their face, but it wasn't a mask put over their face. The face actually became like that. So the mouth disappeared. It was just skin. It was this Hannibal mask, and the skin turned into like, it was like a porcelain mother of pearl kind of color. It was really bizarre. And the only people that did not have their faces turned into these Hannibal Lecter masks were the people who were completely in touch with their soul, aligned with their higher self, and fully authentic within their truth. They were not bound by the lower vibrations of the world. There was very minimal fear. There was no trappings that could pull them down into that world, and that made them invisible to these beings that were invading. So for me, it was such a real experience and such a powerful realization, and it has been confirmed so many times since then how important it is for us to work through our stuff, to climb this ascension spiral. And the ascension spiral is not about dying and going to heaven and hanging out with the angels. This is about us growing, evolving. Where technology has evolved, human beings have not caught up emotionally and spiritually. They have not even caught up intellectually, because the majority of human beings on planet Earth are pretty ignorant. It's caveman consciousness in certain places, and South Africa is one of them. Most South African men and women are very closed-minded. I call it troglodyte consciousness, and it's quite sad. But more and more people are starting to see that, wait, things are changing. things are not as they used to be. They are searching and they're finding us. And I'm finding that as these people are finding me, when they come and ask for help, my heart is filled with utter compassion, complete love, no judgment, no need to reject. It is this automatic, instinctive, natural, just put your arms around them, no problem, what do you need to know? And this is something that is actually happening with my husband's ex, who I absolutely adore. And when my husband and I first got together, she was like considered one. We hated each other. It was like arch enemies kind of thing. And the amount of growth that has happened between us, and with my, when I was diagnosed with a cancer in November last year, that just triggered this almighty tidal wave of forgiveness. And I can say that I love my husband's ex, who is the mother of his little one, and you know, who spends 50% of her time with us. I wish you could feel what I feel in my heart right now, because that is the energy that overrides all hatred, all darkness. And it's actually, if you I posted something on the Children of the Rainbow Ray Facebook fan page of something that one of my sons did, my 14-year-old boy, Kyron, project on different religions, and my son chose the Baha'i faith, which is a phenomenal faith. I mean, they basically live by the principles that I live, that I've chosen to live my life by. And do your research on the Baha'i faith. Otherwise, go to Children of the Rainbow Ray fan page, and you'll see there I posted something with a picture of my son's closing piece on that book, on his book report. And this gentleman that traveled, that brought the message to America, he brought the message in 1912 to America. And he believed that America could be the leader, the world leader to peace. And he traveled through, I think his name was Abdul Baha, and he brought the Baha'i faith to America. And he ended up, I think it was it the West Coast in Ohio? I think that's where he gave his last delivery. But, I mean, he delivered his message to over, I think it was over 93,000 people. He did something like 400 sittings. It's in the video posted on my Children of the Rainbow Ray fan book page. Now, that for me was one of the epitomes of the consciousness we should all be adopting, because that level of consciousness means that we as a collective body are so strong. These negative influences, these off-planet negative malefic beings, reptilians, dark lords, archons, whatever they are, they will not be able to infiltrate, because the boundaries will be too strong. Now, what this Canadian Minister of Defense said, he said that a lot of the technology that we could access to, we are not being given access to, because, and I'll quote something that he said, and I'm just quickly pulling up this article on my screen so I can just read it to you. What he said.
Is it something that there's a link we could put up to?
Yes, you know, go, and what I suggest everyone do is Google Canadian Prime Minister ET Disclosure, and that will take you to the YouTube video. This is another article that I found, and he says here, we spend too much time fighting each other. We spend too much money on military expenditures and not enough on feeding the poor and looking after the homeless and the sick. And that we are polluting our waters and our air, and that we are playing around with these exotic weapons, thermonuclear weapons and atomic weapons, which have such devastating effects both on Earth and other areas of the cosmos. That is why these beings will not give us, the benefic beings, the ones who are good, will not allow certain technologies to come into the hands of the people on Earth, because they will blow Mother Earth up, literally. And years ago, and even in the Madagascar project that we were doing, Kutumi Agrippa and Mary Magdalene and the Lemurian lords and ladies of the light world were helping us to work on Mother Earth, the fauna and the flora, and the animals that have all been subjected to this kind of abuse and splicing and, you know, interfering with the whole genetic makeup, and also the healing, healing the energies for the Devic kingdom, the unseen world, like the fairies and all of those that keep our nature kingdom alive and thriving, where their worlds were completely shattered, where military bases are testing their weapons. And this is why certain places, and we drove through it when we were doing the Namibia project now in Namibia in 2015, and it was one of my worst experiences, where we drove through the Skeleton Coast and Kutumi Agrippa called it a dead zone. It was awful. The energies that were there were, can't even use a word to describe it. The energies that had followed us into Windhoek were diabolical. And those are the kind, some of the experiences that we've had and my entire group had. They witnessed how that dead zone energy played out. It is destructive. It's evil. It's dark. And that is why it is so important for us to be emotionally and spiritually evolved, as well as intellectually, in order to understand these concepts that are fantastic and mystical and scientific and spiritual. And when you put all of it together and you put the science and the mystery together, and that mystery begins to show its magic to you because you understand the quantum world, you understand the scientific aspect of it, it opens a whole new world for you. And what's happening now is with what Kutumi Agrippa and Mary Magdalene are doing with us in our groups is igniting our brains. We are learning to use more of our brain capacity. And the way you learn to use more of your brain capacity is by evolving emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually, so that we can catch up with the technology that's available to us. But we have to stop fighting each other. And when you are holding yourself accountable for your life journey, if you are owning everything that's happening to you and choosing to align your consciousness with the quantum field of light, being an emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually intelligent and mature observer, you are most certainly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, going to manifest a different reality, because what the energy that you are projecting into that wave, the moment it collapses, it holds that vibration of the energy you projected magnetically and energetically into that space, and it attaches. This is why parallel realities are a fact. Multi-dimensions are a fact. And those multi-dimensions could also simply be interpreted as different levels of conscious awareness or different levels of conscious intelligence. Because a person who has never been to school a day in their life and has been isolated to a island in the middle of nowhere cannot expect to perform in the West, in our kind of setup, and be able to relate to what we're doing. That's a different dimension of experience, that life on the island. Me living in South Africa with what I'm doing and how I live my life and being very successful in my business in this field, that is my experience. This is my dimension of consciousness and experience, and a chartered accountant cannot relate to it. It's a different dimension of experience for him or her because it's a different focus. So these are the multi-dimensions, but I naturally gravitate towards science and spirit reflecting each other, showing us how everything fits together, because for me personally, that is a solid, it's like a confirmation that what my intuition and my gut and my visions are showing me, and my clairvoyant visions, the telepathic information, it's right. I get scientific backup for it, and it's there if you look for it. So all of this is connected into this grand web of energy that surrounds Mother Earth, which is like her magnetic field. And that is her aura. And these are grids of energy, like the neural pathways in our brains and how everything fires together. It's these maps, these synapses charging with energy. Those are little grids in our brain. So that is perhaps a nice way for you to imagine how the grids of Mother Earth's body looks. And we are now charging these grids with that higher vibrational energy that I was speaking about. It is more, it is spiritually more intelligent. It is emotionally more intelligent and mature. There is a lot more knowledge and intellectual knowledge that is being grasped consciously, which is enabling higher levels of wisdom to then secure itself within our beings. So all of that energy now gets filtered into these fields, these morphogenetic fields that we are co-creating, the electromagnetic fields that are running through Mother Earth's body all the time. And we, as these 12 groups on the planet, we are growing in our numbers. Our groups are growing. More people are joining in and choosing to focus on our project purposes. And as we grow bigger in that, eventually, you know, the 144,000 members per group, we are going to be at a point where we set, secure the grids of life, of light for Mother Earth, where no dark force will be able to infiltrate, but it's going to take time. And 2018 is going to be an important just where this energy begins to anchor. Then, of course, December 2020 to December 2022 is when I believe the blueprint for the Golden Age of Peace has been brought to Earth. Then from December 2022 through to 2048, that is the time period where we actually finally determine who is going to be the true guardians of Mother Earth. Is it the light or the dark world that takes over? And I have made my commitment a long time ago that I stand alongside Mother Earth and the one and only true Father God and Mother Goddess of the Light to claim the light so that she shines as this great, vibrant, emerald being that she is. And that is going to ensure that whatever malevolent beings there are, humanoids, aliens, demons, whatever it is, that they will be flushed out, because no longer will they be able to they cannot sustain their energy at a high level. They feed off lower vibrational energies, fear, anger, all these dark things, depression, disillusionment, hatred, drug abuse, all kinds of alcohol abuse, sexual abuse, pornography, pedophilia, all of that, the lower vibrations of that, the aspects of those energies that are not used in an alchemical process or a tantric process. I'm talking about the completely debased lower vibrational aspects of that. That's what they live off of. And what we are creating does not hold that vibration. So they can't even see us. We become invisible to them, literally, because our vibration is too high for them. And they are automatically reaped by that high vibration. So if more and more people can see that your authentic self is your invisibility cloak, that your courage to face every broken part of yourself and heal it, that is another aspect of your invisibility cloak, then I assure you that you have absolutely nothing to worry about in that sense. And because that's how I feel. I have complete and utter peace in that knowing. I, especially after that vision, I absolutely know in the core of my being that that is what we need to do to ensure that nothing of a malevolent force can hurt us or destroy Mother Earth. So there you have it, Faith.
So, if I may.
Yes, you may.
You said a lot of really great things. Just to back up a little bit, Michelle runs an amazing group of us that are labeled or termed the Emerald Ray Clan, and we're guardians and do very important work. And the Masters work with 12 groups around the world. And our group is the equivalent of what our armed forces know as the Special Forces group. We go in.
Yes. We're the zero first. Tolerance zone. Yes. We go into, ground level?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
with
what it's
butt
called?
Kickers and clears.
Yes.
You know, we go where no man has gone before. It's very challenging work, and it's not. It's a special calling, and
apologies to interject
yes.
their face. I get what you're saying, Ada. We infiltrate the dark, and we plant the seeds of light there. So we go into the darkest of dark, and we introduce the light there.
Well said, and that's why Michelle and I do these programs, because what we talk about is truth and not a lot of stuff that you see on the internet. And when we talk about doing research and such, the Prime Minister's YouTube that I found is from June 2013. Is that the correct?
Yes, that should be
okay,
it. Okay,
good.
Yes.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet. But I've talked about in other shows a body of work that I want to bring up again. That's by Dr. Stephen Greer. He's written a book many years ago called Hidden Truth, Forbidden Knowledge, and he's also done some disclosures projects working with Emmy award-winning directors. They have a Sirius Disclosure, S-I-R-I-U-S website. They also have disclosureproject.org. He does a beautiful job in the book. I don't know the website since they were announced, the extension of news articles and things like that. Take a look at his work, because he does a beautiful job describing basically his awakening. He was an emergency room doctor. And through his awakening, the higher ETs, is how he experienced them, was from the higher vibration that Michelle talks about. And that has been my experience as well. As well as living here in my own home, having experiences of ETs that are of the grays and reptilians. We've talked about these experiences in other programs. We're sitting here one morning in my prayer space. I witnessed a drone coming up the street and my dogs losing it as a doorway was being opened at an intersection here. And they came back the next day, same time. They opened it and I saw the reptilians in there. It looked like a portal, I promise you. It looked just like we were looking into their spaceship. It was an amazing thing to witness. Scared the crap out of me. And because my whole waking up in life has been only with the angelic host, dealing with beings that are pure angels as we know them to be, non-human, as well as the ascended masters, Jesus is among them, Saint Germain, Kathumi Agrippa, Kathumi at the time is how I knew him. I thought I was a fraud. I thought, my God, how have I been helping people with their higher selves, learning about themselves and the higher ways, building their vibration, waking up? I had no idea the truth of life here. So I think these programs are important because the truth is coming out, and we need a platform where it's logic, truth, love, and honesty, so that everybody knows there's some place to go where they're going to have real information in the pure interest of humanity and healing Mother Earth. And basically, when you heal yourself, you're healing Mother Earth. So if you want to be in service and take care of the world, it comes by your healing yourself first. So I just want to remind you of that. Now, when I went to Hollywood, people that were not aware that one of the reasons I was there was the grids there. I was physically present, and it was amazing when I first got there how intense it was, but I don't feel it like people do anymore because of the work that I do and who I am, where I come from, many things, my astrological makeup, my lives in Atlantis, all of these things. I have a different response where I go, and I've learned that specifically and more detailed over the last couple of months. Now, as a result of that, I also brought in 12 other people around the world, and we set intentions to bring in the light. And those grids had a great deal of negative influence. I just saw, I don't know if you saw my email, when I checked the grid Sunday, I saw the pentagon shape, which the pentagon shape itself is neither positive or negative. It's what's done with it. And it was a very gray, negative, like blah, feel, like empty feeling. And it was set in the middle of the grids in that location. Now, the grids itself are very gold and sparkly, gorgeous, but at first, when we were working them, there were a lot of entities trying to keep those grids dark with the false god, goddess discussion we talked about earlier in Greece and those projects. And specifically, it was trying to keep people... It's trying to keep people in that sheeple consciousness where they just follow the pact and I have to have a perfect body. I need to be famous to survive. All of these things that really, like you mentioned, the Kardashians and all of these other false powers are trying to manipulate us into thinking it's the only way to peace. So I just wanted to bring up that although those energies were there, when I checked on those grids on Sunday, I had an experience, and this is really important for this conversation, that I actually saw the Arcturians. Now, the Arcturians are extremely high-level ET beings, and the reason I know a little bit about them was because when I saw them, I was taken back. I didn't know who they were or what they looked like. And when you're in alignment in your prayer space, you will have interaction with the hierarchies that I spoke of a few minutes ago. Depending on where your consciousness is and what you're paying attention to, where your heart is, you'll have experiences that are either lower vibrational with beings that are not as positive, benevolent. And in my prayer space, there is never anything that is judgmental, critical. Everything is supportive. For example, if I ask a question, I always get a positive, try this, look at this, this is a better path, not better. I hear oftentimes people say, and when I work with clients, well, my guides don't want me to do that. Then you're not speaking with the guides you think you are. You're being duped. And when I talk about hierarchy, you're not used to probably thinking about, there are dark beings, in the Christian faith, most of us know them as the devil or Satan. They're all part of the same hierarchy. Greys, the reptilians, it's everything that's disempowering you because they're only interested in your being in that lower vibration because they're farming it. They're mining it. It's their food, it's their currency, and they want to keep you dark. There's this idea that the devil and Satan is separate from ETs. One of the best movies I have seen that shows what I'm talking about is Star Wars. Do you remember which is it, Darth Maul, that had the black and red face? Did you ever watch those movies, Michelle?
Yeah, I remember. Okay. Many years ago, I was so scared of that guy with those red eyes and that red and black face.
And that's what they look like. Now, I've got youth, okay, that see this stuff, and their parents don't know what to do with it, the clergy, and especially now that there are children. And I really encourage you to check out the Rainbow Ray Facebook page that Michelle has put up. It's very important work being done with Michelle, by the Masters, by Kathumi Agrippa and Mary Magdalene, because our children are coming in with DNA strands that are active that we don't have. Their abilities are tremendous. This is our future leaders, and we need to take care of these children, and we need to know the truth of living here so we can help them. So understand that each hierarchy includes the angelic realm. Nothing is separate. We're taught that, and it's not the truth. When you're dealing with high-level beings, you're going to see high-level extraterrestrials. This is why I like Stephen Greer's book. If you read it, he discusses how in prayer and feeling very peaceful and in connection is when he has these interactions. And if there is any fear that creeps up, they leave. They back up. They understand why we're here, the point of waking up, our consciousness. I'm sorry?
Sorry, Faye? My darling, sorry, it's your turn for your mic to be breaking up. So you were just breaking up there. We couldn't hear everything. So you went, we heard it was clear up until Stephen Greer's book, and then you started cracking up.
Okay, they don't want this to be known, okay? Stephen Greer talks about when he is in meditation and in prayer is when he has the interaction with the higher ETs. Was that heard?
Oh, it's still breaking up, Faith.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. They're blocking it.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Must be. Could be. Yes, it could.
In meditation, you interact with the higher ETs. Are
Hello?
You there?
Faith? Okay, no, it keeps on breaking up. Look, we've got seven minutes left of our show.
I'm going to text it to you, Michelle, because it's very important. It's one sentence. Can you hear me?
I heard something about text. Okay, I'll grab my phone and see what you're saying there. Okay.
In
so
meditation,
we've got 7 minutes left of the show, 6 minutes now, and it's really been such a pleasure being able to touch on this topic with you, because I think the more we are able to feel safe in allowing ourselves to establish a deeper bond and a stronger connection with our guardian angel, with the higher beings that we come to know and come to love, that enables a whole new level of bonding to take place within your being and within your life with regards to how to feel about the fact now that extraterrestrials are real. The project that's beginning at the end of July, which is the second phase of our Middle East project, and it's Egypt, Israel, and Jordan specifically, and we'll be traveling to Egypt, Israel, and Jordan in October. And that particular project is focusing on the energies of the Pleiadians, the Syrians, and the Arcturians. And it's also going to be the project where I am going to be launching a whole new body of work, which I channeled back in 1999 already, and it's all connected to the star realms, and it's a phenomenal body of work, and that is going to help from my side in terms of the group that I work with, one of the 12. It's part of my duty to bring these teachings through, because that is going to be the initiation phase of opening more of these energetic portals between us and these higher benevolent beings, where we as individuals feel more connected with them and can receive more telepathic communication and take this advice and the suggestions and the inspirations that are being fed to us and implement them in this world so that we establish the change in the education system, the medical system, media and advertising, where, you know, the false gods and goddesses of the film industry and Hollywood and music and all of that, they are the false idols that keep the world distracted from what's real. When we start looking for what is real, what a lot of people might think is far-fetched or out there or ridiculous, and sometimes the truth is just way too true for some people and they prefer denial. That's not my choice. So what Faith has texted yet to me, she's speaking about that Stephen Greer's book and a meditation you can connect with, the higher ETs, and his book describes that, how to do that. And she says then with that particular meditation, I'm assuming, they back off if they have you in fear. Faith, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Oh, there you go. Now it's clear. Yes, okay, talk while you can.
Okay, what's great about that book is in meditation, they will communicate, and if there's any fear or any hesitation whatsoever, they leave.
Okay, all right, I got what you're saying.
So they honor our consciousness and our path, but they want us to know that they work with the angelic host. This is all part, no, there is no separation. It's really understanding how things work. And when I was working on those grids, I did see the Arcturians very present. And when I see them, they're animated when they speak, but nothing comes out of their mouths. Everything is telepathic. And they don't look human at all. So has that been your experience, Michelle? Do you have that?
Yes.
May I go ahead and describe?
I've encountered a couple of different race ones face to face. So it's interesting. You know what we can also do is take today's show over to next week and go speak more about the Greys and the Reptilians, what they look like, what their agenda is, how they usually present themselves, and what they are up to, and then the Pleiades, the Sirians, and the Arcturians. I have had an encounter with a Grey face to face. I've had encounters with other beings. And there's an awesome story. Yes, there's an awesome story I can share with that happened to my first husband with a being that appeared to him and warned him about things that he was doing to me. So, I mean, it's amazing. So we can go into that and really start talking about it. And if any of our listeners have some experiences that they would like to share, then we'll broadcast on Tuesday, not on Thursday. We're doing today's broadcast on a Thursday because Blog Talk Radio had problems on Tuesday. So for our show, which is, the 14th next week, we'll carry on with today's topic. So call in if you can, listen in live and share stories with us. Is it July 7th? Sorry, I'm looking at my... What is the date today? Oh, gosh, today is only the 2nd. Yes. Yes, it
okay,
will be
so
the 7th.
Thank
you, Faith. Yes.
And I'd like to encourage people to write us with questions. This is really important.
Absolutely. And I want to thank the people who have been sending questions and suggestions in, and please continue doing that. Yes. So thank you, Faith, for sharing with us today. And I look forward to taking this subject deeper next week. So... thank you, Faith, and I'm glad you're home, and I'm so glad to be on air with you again. I've really missed you.
Me too, Michelle, me too. This is awesome, this platform, and I just love you to pieces. So thank you for this and for next week, and it's nice to be not in the middle of the night for me.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Faith, and thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you for your support. Please feel free to share our broadcasts with anyone who you think will enjoy it. and follow us so that you get regular updates of our upcoming shows. You can follow me on Facebook. You can also find Faith on Facebook, Faith Parent Hendrickson. And yes, keep up with us with what's going on. And we promise to always bring you authentic information based on our personal experiences. If we don't know an answer, we'll find out for you and we'll come back to you. And we will, like we've done today, extend episodes to make sure that you've got all the information that you need and that it's clear in your mind as to what we're referring to. Thank you so much, Faith.
Thank you, Michelle. And email us at faith@faithparent.net. And Michelle?
Michelle.palaceofpeace@gmail.com. Thank you,
Yay.
Faith. And
okay,
our website as well, my website, palaceofpeace.net, and yours is?
Faithparent.net.
There you have it. Okay,
Yay.
Super. Thank you, Faith. Love you lots.
Thanks,
love
Michelle.
You too.
I love you too.
It's been awesome.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, have a good one. Bye.
Bye.